any other name, or letter to the Pharisees. November 9, 2004. Dear Editor, we, the people, for a sane world, officially declare 100% support for gay marriage as a civil right and a birthright. Those religious institutions that condemn such partnerships are in flagrant violation of the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, which states, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, unquote. Furthermore, said institutions often encourage attitudes of hatred and promotion of violence against sexual minorities in many other ways, and have a long history of such, and these godly organizations, remain, as they have for untold centuries, the major and sole cause of virulent homophobia. America would not tolerate such ugly behavior by a religious group towards any other minority in our modern day. And it is one important tenet of so-called activist judgment to protect a minority from the tyranny of the majority, especially when such a minority is more universally hated than any other, as are homosexuals, transsexuals, and bisexuals. In fact, as oppressed as many minorities remain, most still cling to backward and hateful notions against even their own non-hetero brethren. The issue of gay marriage, the issue of gay marriage has become a glaring example of dangers that arise when church matters are not kept separate from those of the state. Indeed, it has become the great test of today's America regarding the issue of individual rights versus majority prejudice. And if we keep moving in that sorry direction much longer, we are likely to see a full-blown Holocaust against these long-suffering people. But progressives of all stripes must also share considerable shame for sometimes participating in homophobic actions at worst, or looking the other way too often at best. To rectify this, we stand with other responsible liberals and moderates who take up the cause of gay equality, starting with marriage, in brave and aggressive manners. Even some churches are finally joining in, thus answering to their Savior's message of compassion. I hope this will mark a sea change in attitude regarding our sexual minorities. We stand with good folks like Assemblyman Mark Leno, with good organizations like Marriage Equality California, and with good media venues like Air America and KGO Radio, and demand an apology from politicians such as Dianne Feinstein for suggesting that gay marriage is directly responsible for the election fiasco. We denounce John Kerry for stating in a presidential debate that he is Catholic and against gay marriage. We curse former President Clinton for his signing of the Defense of Marriage Act and the destructive policy of don't ask, don't tell. Lest we forget, we also condemn queer political turncoats like Barney Frank, who likewise blamed gay marriage for Kerry's fall from grace. We also acknowledge that none of these four examples are Republicans. In fact, they are all regarded as staunch Democrats. Centrists have thus proven themselves to be elephant wolves in donkey skin. All truly progressive people will not tolerate any more homophobia from our own liberal groups and representatives, and must therefore, if need be, not just condemn, but separate ourselves from those who continue to harbor anti-gay attitudes. We must be as clear, as strong, and as steadfast regarding gay marriage as we have been these many years against racism, misogyny, child abuse, capital punishment, and preemptive declaration of war. But it has become all too obvious that condemnation of gay marriage is a red herring to detract us from the real agenda, removal of all LGBT rights to mark them as second-class citizens in perpetuity, and then the elimination of all rights for every other citizen, except for a remnant of the power elite. We will no longer tolerate frivolous and mean-spirited arguments questioning whether or not gays can marry, whether or not they deserve equal status as human beings, and whether or not they shall go to heaven. Such debates hold no validity in any civilized nation, as they are founded on a premise that is blatantly erroneous from the start, for it flies in the face of common sense and compassion. Nor shall we ever again engage any discussion over partnerships termed and defined as something resembling marriage, but not ever equal to. In other words, separate but equal. But if equal, why the necessity of coining a new term? In short, marriage by any other name just doesn't cut it. Most sincerely, Ezekiel J. Craylin, queer voice in the Oscar Wilderness. Thank you.